Episode 444, September 30th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
First time in a while, Joe, we have a full house. Myself, Joe Robinson, Robbie Robinson, and Marcus Serta join us.
Yeah, Marcus said that he had some health issues, and we, of course, Doug. We don't care, right? It might be sensitive, but...
Yeah, we want it to be interesting. That's all we care about.
Gave up the goods. He said he had some issue with his Achilles that didn't interest me.
Boring.
But then he also said he broke his dick.
That's interesting.
And my first question... Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, was it during sexual intercourse?
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, people have commented on you saying the F word a lot.
I'll say it if I want.
Yeah.
All right? This is an R-rated show.
Yeah, you do like to pepper it in there.
Right. No, I said, did you hurt it fucking?
That's exactly what you said.
And he said yes. And he said, I asked him if he's willing to talk about it, and we know nothing. We don't know if he was... I say... When I asked that, I assume there's a woman involved, but, you know, who knows?
Okay,
maybe he was alone.
I guess we have to just get to this right now, now that you've mentioned it. We can't just go on with the show with this.
Well, let's talk about it at the very end.
With this elephant in the room, and I'm saying that ironically, that your penis is the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
How about you and I guess, Joe, how it might have happened during sex? I'm thinking it's with his wife. Are you suggesting that it's with...
No, I would never suggest that. Clearly, it's with his wife. Do you want to guess first, or you want the hammer?
Well, I think isn't the obvious way that you know she's on top, and
yeah.
That's
a common injury. You
know, common injury.
Maybe this is also
doesn't
common.
Work exactly how you planned it.
Have you ever tried to change positions but without exiting? Have you ever tried to do that? That can be quite dangerous.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I do believe that it was probably a position that wasn't the natural bend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean...
There's the other question, though. Do you think that he immediately felt some pain and stopped the act? Or did he continue like a player on the field?
That's a good question. Because, you know, you want to get to the end, right?
Right, but if you hurt...
You can't.
I mean...
I've definitely been in a situation where I had like a leg cramp or
right.
a foot cramp. That's happened.
Different part of the body.
Yeah, and I've just tried to soldier through, maybe literally stretch my leg out while thrusting.
A champ.
I've definitely done that. But I've never actually been in a situation where I actually hurt my wiener.
Yeah.
So I can't really relate to that. I can't imagine you can continue.
I can't imagine.
My guess is that he didn't. My guess is that it was with... a strange bend, that's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that he didn't get to the end, and I also guess that he hasn't had sex since. That's a little wild card I throw in for you.
Do you think this happened due to maybe he was excessive drunkenness and his aim was off?
Or maybe he tried to go in a different
place
area that that's not accustomed to having him in there.
So was there something else at play that caused his performance to suffer and inevitably led to injury?
I don't think that. This is what I think. I think that he was at a weird angle.
Mm-hmm.
He hurt himself. He stopped. He hasn't had sex since. That's my guess. What do you think?
Okay. I believe that he has had sex since, but
everything else
is the same. Okay. Yes.
All right, Marcus,
the floor is yours.
Okay. Guys, you've either experienced this or you know of a guy who has gone through this before, where you have in the moment of the in and out, you are out, and on the approach going in, you hear pop.
Oh, oh man.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Did you miss? Were you a little off?
I missed the target ever so slightly, yes. Just enough.
And that's,
to go pop.
Oh, my gosh.
And you immediately knew that this was bad.
Now, this isn't the first time this has happened to me.
Hey, Marcus, calm down, dude.
This is the first time that I actually had to see a doctor about it.
Oh. Now, I don't know much about this. I would imagine that once you calm down, doesn't everything kind of go back to where it was?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, first of all, so that was the end of that session, right there at the injury?
Yes. That was the okay. That was the end of that because it was audible enough for both of us to hear.
Did you cry?
No. As a matter of fact, it wasn't painful. And
it was just, it sounded bad.
But it didn't feel right. It just wasn't right. The whole mood was gone. I almost immediately lost all of the motivation I had.
Did you turn off your Robbie sex mix that he made for you?
Yeah, just it. Stop on that because that was not going anywhere. But yeah,
how soon did you go to the doctor?
I went to the doctor the next day.
You call the ambulance?
I went to the doctor the next day because I was bleeding.
Oh no!
That's a bad sign.
Oh, that was a telltale. Telltale. That's it.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
So, what was the diagnosis? Are you healed? Are you forever crippled? Can you park in a special parking spot?
What do they call
now?
That?
So it was a burst vessel. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you the actual name for it. But everything is fine now. Everything is working. I have tested it myself. But we have not attempted together yet, but hopefully this weekend we'll get back
on
the pogo stick.
Now, so what do you do? You're just like, all right, Marcus, let's be real careful with yourself. Are you just very, because you know yourself and you can.
Been about 2 weeks. It took me about a week and a half. And I went through the normal routine. I knew myself well enough, and it seemed to work without pain, so I think I'm okay.
Well, like when a professional athlete, they tear their ACL, a lot of times coming back from the injury, it's just as much mental as do they have the trust in that knee. Can they really exert themselves and plant? And
sometimes they're never the same.
Sometimes they're never the same. And so mentally, you have to clear that hurdle. Are you concerned about, you know, easing your way back into the lovemaking with your beautiful wife?
To my wife's pleasure, it will probably go slower and more with more intention this time.
Right.
Going back to it. But I will say that she has asked a number of times since. And I have, even as the doctor said, probably about 3 or 4 days after, I should be fine. My wife asked, and I said no, because I wasn't feeling ready. You know, I was still feeling a little leery about it.
I feel like it's trying to walk into a room without waking someone up.
Yeah.
Now, when you made the doctor's appointment, did you have to call and say why you were there? Or just walk
the
us through that.
Yes. Okay, what seems to be the problem, Mr. Serta?
Yeah, and unfortunately, my primary was unavailable.
That's what you want, a new person.
Specialist.
and the way the symptoms that I was having, it was serious enough that I couldn't wait. So I spoke to my primary. She suggested another primary who happened to work in her office. I went to go see, I went to see this other doc, and, you know, of course she said, do I?
Oh, we lost him.
Marcus, hello.
Oh man, it was just started to get good.
Just broke like his
dick. By the way, he buried the lead there. He said, she said.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that.
That means that it was a girl.
Yeah, because I want to go over this phone conversation.
Oh, his wife pulled the plug, probably.
Maybe.
Man, we're chomping at the bit. All right, well, guess that's it, guys.
I would think that that's going to be mentally, he's going to be thinking about that.
Yeah, but he's right.
The person you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
All right, we'll get the end of the story later on in the show. How's that? Maybe he'll call back in. Speaking of calling back in, I think I told you this. I was driving, and I just sent a text to somebody that I work with saying, please call me. My phone rings. I immediately pick it up, Chris Restivo. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, I don't know the full details. I believe over text you mentioned this.
Yeah.
Big mistake on your part.
Now, if you're a fan of this show, you know exactly who I'm speaking about. But if you are new, Chris Restivo is he's a t-shirt maker, or designer?
A fashion designer.
A fashion designer. And if you go to, Robbie, is that comparison of the two t-shirts, is that on robinjoeshow.com, or is that, you got to go to our Twitter, where do you find
Facebook.
That? Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, you can find it in all those places.
So I ordered a t-shirt from him that he displayed on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Robbie said this t-shirt can't be made. He said it can't.
Too many colors. It's not feasible.
Where it sits on the body. Yes. It just couldn't possibly happen. And, of course, Robbie was right. He made me a t-shirt. And it was a bright yellow t-shirt, probably because that was the cheapest. You probably get that literally for 50 cents, right?
Well, just trying to get rid of them.
Right. And then all the colors were fake. You couldn't see it against that background.
Yes.
So, anyway, I complained about it here on the show, and he said, hey, I'll give you another shirt. Okay? The last episode, I complained because I don't have another shirt.
And you thought you were going to give you the shirt that you ordered, correct on correctly.
Right. I'm not getting the shirt I ordered. He's giving me a shirt with his face on it.
Yes.
Then he told me, hey.
Different design.
He said, you know that original shirt? I was just trolling you.
Ah.
He said it was a joke.
Well, joke's on you, Joe.
Well, he also said that the reason he hasn't gotten it to me yet is because he's been busy.
He's always very busy. No one is quite sure what he's up to.
Well, I just said, what are you busy with? Right? He goes, man, I'm at the club, and he's referring to, I believe it's the Millstream. Isn't that where he goes?
Yeah, I think it's the worst strip club in the area.
It's a strip club where they only take their tops off. Is that right?
I believe so.
And you can't see. If you like the female form, you only see half of it.
Boo.
Okay. And he said, I've been busy. I've been there six nights a week.
Very busy.
So it reminded me of Robbie. When Robbie's like, I'm so busy, but he watches literally hours and hours and hours and hours of television, but he considers that part because he needs it. And I'm not besmirching your good name. He does. Robbie needs that to unwind. But Chris doesn't.
Restivo has Millstream. Robbie has Big Brother.
He doesn't need to go to the strip club. He doesn't need it.
Of course he
doesn't. It's not important.
He probably financially needs to not go.
Right. It's probably a horrible idea to continue to go to that. But that's the reason he can't get my shirt to me is because he's busy. Also, he was busy. I think you were the one that sent it. He was on an audition.
Yeah. He posted on Facebook that he said he's going to see a talent scout. And I said, Cub Scout, I believe was what I question mark. And he said he's got an audition. And then he posted, can anyone do a headshot? Take a picture for me. I need a new headshot. And then somebody said their friend does that, but he wanted it for free that night. And they're like, she doesn't work for free. And she's also, like, this is like 4 p.m. Like, she's not rearranging her schedule.
Dropping everything
exactly.
To give Chris a free.
Right.
By the way, you have to go down to Millstream with their one white wall where he's going to get his headshot. So Chris says he has an audition, and what do you think it was for? Did you read what it was for?
I don't think it was. Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't think it was clear in the post.
Asked.
Oh, good.
Yeah, would you like to take a guess?
It's a commercial.
No, Netflix special.
Comedy special.
That's right.
I don't believe that's you don't audition for a.
Are you calling Chris Restivo a liar? Is that what you're doing? So he said to me, hey, am I allowed at your house? That's what he asked me.
And the answer is yes, 100%.
What?
I said, sure, yeah, I don't see why you couldn't come to my house. He goes, okay, because I wanted to bring some girls by.
Oh.
I said, no, you can't bring them.
He said to me that he can get strippers to come on our show.
So can we?
No interest.
Yeah, I mean, you just go there. They'll come on the show.
Right.
It's not hard to do, right?
So
anyway, I said, no, you're not allowed to bring the strippers on the show. He goes, that's okay. I'll get them to my house and we'll Skype in. Which, by the way, I'm interested in.
Now we're talking.
I'm actually interested in doing that. Now, that will be a train wreck, and Robbie will be very frustrated at that because I've had strippers on the show, but I guess it's more to make a point about how horrible it's going to be. But he also told me two other things. First of all, he told me that our own Eric Woodworth is going to film a documentary.
Yes.
Okay, now, the problem with the documentary is what? Chris said, hey, we got a problem with it. What is it? What's the problem? You want to guess that?
Chris is too busy.
No, but you're hovering around it because it has to do with what he's busy doing. Robbie, would you like to take a guess?
What he's busy doing?
Well, no, why there's a problem with the documentary about Chris Restivo's life. Chris has the problem. What is it? What's the problem?
They're not paying him enough.
No, the problem is that you cannot film inside of the mill stream. And that's clearly where he is. That's six days. He's promoting is what he said.
Yeah, to get a full, if you want to do a documentary on Tom Brady, you'd want some shots of him, you know, in a game or at a football practice.
Or in his house.
Or
right.
his house, yeah.
Well, that's Chris's house.
Exactly.
Right, that's where he,
and where he makes all his business deals.
And just before I was about to hang up, I feel like I'm missing something too. It was probably a 5-minute conversation, but there was a lot in there. But the final thing he said, oh, one more thing. I want to fight the bagel boss.
Yeah, that's right.
So are you familiar with who the bagel boss is, Robbie?
Well, it's the bagel boss angry guy. He's not the bagel boss. He's a guy who was in the bagel boss.
Oh, I thought he was the bagel boss. But anyway, that's who he wants. He wants to fight that guy.
Yeah, that guy and Chris are about the same height.
Dude, that guy would beat the fuck out of Chris Restivo.
Restivo's a purple belt.
Yeah, I'm aware jiu-jitsu. Of that. But, I mean, at least the bagel boss guy is thick.
Yeah.
Well, I just went to my Facebook because that's where Chris messages me. And, you know, I said, you know what? I wonder if he's messaged me recently. Messaged me. 5:07 p.m. today, 2 hours ago, a local Baltimore rapper has written a song about me. I don't know if you saw. I didn't. But I figure it's worth a listen. There is a possible music video in the works. Not definite. He has. I don't know if I can play this.
I mean, what the hell? Throw that mic down there. That's it? We're going to get a little taste
of it? It's only 18 seconds. I believe he's saying, I roll like Chris Restivo. Well, you know what? We always are in the lookout for a new theme song here at the Robin Joe Show. Every couple of years we re-up, so maybe we'll look into this local rapper.
If I don't mind replacing the song, the out song that we have with the Chris Restivo rap,
I like how he says, I don't know if you've heard or not. Like, how would I have heard that a local Baltimore rapper has written a song about Chris Restivo?
Do you have the name of the rapper?
He doesn't mention that. Let me ask him. He'll respond right away, even though he's busy, can somehow respond immediately.
So while you type, I went to see the Downton, am I saying that right? Downton Abbey movie this weekend.
Yes, you are.
So again, this is two in a row that you wished you were going to watch Rambo, but Katie has vetoed you.
Yeah, and look, I'm not.
Because last week it was the stripper movie.
Which is really, really bad. I'm not saying that the Downton Abbey is a bad movie. It just that doesn't interest me.
Well, did you watch the TV show?
Who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, I imagine that would.
I'm not interested
help.
In the socialites in the 20s. I'm not interested in the help fighting.
Why did you see
the infighting? Well, everybody's saying what a great show it is, but by the way, it might very well be good.
But if it doesn't interest you,
but
why would you?
I didn't know it didn't interest me until I'd never seen it.
You didn't know what it was about?
Everybody I'm reading, J.L. Covan, oh, it's so great. Yeah, Robbie loves it. I'm a man. I'm not interested in this shit.
I haven't seen the movie yet. My girlfriend's not interested in it either.
Do you like the show, Robbie?
I loved the show.
God, it's just so
I can't
so
wait
fucking...
to see the movie.
But the subject matter doesn't interest me.
Hey,
I'm not
understand,
interested in.
But it was the number one movie. It beat Rambo.
Well, by the way, being the number one movie doesn't mean shit. However, I'm acknowledging that it's a good show. Obviously, it's set awesomely. The costumes are awesome. The acting is great. I'm just not interested in the lives of these people. I'm not interested in some old lady who's, you know,
did Katie like it?
I'm not. She did like it. She liked it, but it's like, you know, I mean,
you have to have been invested in the characters already, Joe. There's no way you
know that's not. Well, first of all, you haven't seen the movie, so you don't know that. The second thing is, the first thing I did was read to see whether or not you needed to have seen the show, and you didn't.
No,
there was nothing that I needed to know about the development of these characters.
No, but
order.
You would have appreciated
everything made sense.
You would have probably liked it had you watched the show.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I wouldn't watch the show. Well, then you,
Joe. If I may, because I did watch the show and I have seen the movie. So I will simply say this. Whatever told you that you could just jump in on the movie lied to you. Regardless, I totally understand what you're saying. This is not your kind of thing. So it's not going to matter. But for those people who do want to see Downton Abbey, the movie, you should have seen the series, because there's too much with these characters that goes back to things that happened and was developed in the show, that if you didn't catch the show, you'll not understand the complexity of it and what how much meaning there is behind it in this film.
Wow, somebody liked it.
Well, it's 84% on Rotten Tomatoes and 95% audience score.
I mean,
so I think
fine.
You're, this
I
just it was
yeah, I mean
it wasn't for you. You know, you never should have went.
No. That was a mistake, and you know, I'm sure Marcus was excited when the butler came back.
Hey, don't spoil it for me.
Who gives a fuck? By the way, Marcus is back. Let's come back and we'll hear about his broke dick.
Be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
you
right?
Get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
All right, welcome back. We have Marcus back on now. So let's get back to your broken dick. Now, when you called, I want to go through this phone call. You called and a receptionist answered, and she asked you some questions, and you had to give some basic reasons why you called.
Vermont Medical,
speaking,
how may I help you?
So I have an app that connects me to my primary. So I sent a message to my doctor, who happens to be a woman, through the app, and said,
what did you say? Yeah, go ahead.
So I gave her very specific details about the symptoms that I was having, and she wrote me back and said, I'm out of the office today due to the fact that you're bleeding, the severity. I think that you need to be seen, so you need to go to urgent care or see one of the other doctors in the office. So I made an appointment with another doctor in the office, in which, yes, I did have to talk to a receptionist in order to make that appointment, in which the receptionist did ask, what do you need to see the doctor about?
And you said?
I said that I was having pain when I was urinating.
Oh, you. So
it's kind of a cop-out, Marcus.
It's a bit of a cop-out, yes, but I didn't really want to get into all the details with the receptionist.
On the app, when you sent the message, did you use the word penis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did at any point you say how this happened? Like I had an accident during lovemaking with my wife?
I did tell her that I was in the middle of some fun with my wife when I heard a pop, which led to some pain and bleeding. And I went into more detail than that, but yes, I gave her all that.
Sexy.
Well, I've known this doctor for almost 20 years, so I'm at the point now, between all the things I've done in my life, I'm not shy, so I don't really care. So well, no,
I mean, it's easy to type anything. It's saying it on the phone is the hard part.
What did they give you? Did they give you a popsicle stick and some rubber bands?
I was basically told to wait it out. What they wanted to do is give it a couple of days. If things didn't improve, I was going to have to see a urologist. Things did improve, so I'm not seeing a urologist. But it was basically hands off for 3 days. So,
well, we look forward to hearing.
3 days doesn't sound like that. I mean, that doesn't. That sounds a little.
That was
soon,
the first
right?
part. Yeah. Of it. It's hands off for 3 days. If for some reason these symptoms continue, then I would have been being seen by a urologist last week.
So you're ready to have sex again? Like tonight, you could do it.
I could do it tonight, but I think the plan is this weekend.
All right. Well, we'll like on
this
next
weekend.
Week episode.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Give me
a few more days.
She's at rehearsal tonight. I'm doing this. We've got a lot of things happening during the week.
They're very busy.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So you can give us an update next week on how it went?
Sure. Absolutely. Blow by blow. Well,
we're all pulling for you, Marcus.
By the way, I'm what I'm doing right now.
You're looking up broken dicks?
No, I'm. You sent me free Blue Apron, so I'm taking advantage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you're welcome. So I have a little comedy.
Yeah,
a lot
of fucking questions. Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, dude. Sorry to giving you.
Which kind of
three.
Cuisines does your household enjoy?
All right, let's do it. That's what we're doing now. We're doing this.
Okay. American, Italian, Indian, Mexican.
How many can you check? As many?
I'm checking them all. Thai, Japanese, Chinese.
You're not making Japanese. You're not making sushi.
And that's what I enjoy.
Okay.
Which I do. Middle Eastern, French, sure. I don't even know what that is. Greek, sure.
Five Guys.
All right, that's good. I checked every one.
Okay.
There's nothing I don't like that was in here.
Are you gonna say you don't want vegetarian?
You
want to
know what it? You want to know what it says here? I got garlic caper chicken.
Okay, that's good.
So
yeah, I just got an email that you signed up.
So I'm gonna choose. I want. What if I want one and not the other?
Don't they give you a six or seven? You can pick three.
It says based on what you want, we pre-selected garlic caper chicken or curry beef burgers. I don't want curry beef burgers, but I want the garlic caper chicken. But I can't pick one. I can only pick both. So now I got to choose different recipes.
I don't know how it works, Joe. I know how I do it.
Okay. Oh, cool. I got it. So here we go. Curry, got that. How many do I pick?
I think you get three, but I get three a week with my plan. It's $60 a week. I don't know.
All right. So I'm going to go with three cheese pasta. Yes, I'm going to get that.
Okay. Delicious.
Mexican spiced shrimp tacos. There we go. Okay,
oh, I got those coming next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I can chat with this person. Should I do that real quick?
No, I don't think you should.
You sure?
Talk about your broken dick.
Oh, there's a bunch of different... Oh, I fucked up.
Oh, God.
I'll just save it.
Is the chat saying this is the worst thing of all time?
I'm done. We're good. They're on their way.
I feel like if Mac Bergson hated me talking about what I ate at TGI Fridays, this has to be something also he would also hate.
He might like this. I talked to the neighbors after our show last week.
So when you... screwed over them with the dog. You lost the key. You found it, but you were dog sitting.
And I ruined their wedding. Not their wedding, but
the wedding that your neighbor attended. Was actually in. You were stressing them both out.
That's correct. So, and the reason I called Devin and not Nicole is because I knew that Nicole would be nice, and act like it was no big deal. But I wanted to know the truth, and in fact, it was a very big deal. And we I almost ruined their time. It's, by the way, it was an important way. He's in it.
Yeah.
It's not like just some wedding of some, you know, distant relative. He's standing up there in a matching suit, you know, with the people next to him. And of course, here's what he told me. He said that while he was telling the story, which really was more me, you know, he was just agreeing or whatever, that Nicole was getting mad at him because she wanted him to lie and act like it was no big deal.
She's just a very nice person.
Right, but she was upset with him. Like, I don't want anybody to know I ever get upset.
I feel like this is, he doesn't need this stress that you're putting on him.
I don't
want
to do it. I don't want to. You know, what am I going to do?
They had no idea what they signed up for, next to Joe Robinson.
They had no idea.
Well, can we give them something? Tickets to a murder mystery? Do something for these nice people?
Yeah, I'll give them tickets to a murder mystery.
Okay.
They came to a comedy show with me, and they saw Eric, Tommy, and Justin.
It's a good show. Yeah, it was a good show. I remember that, yeah.
Hey, one more thing. Katie, you know, she quit Under Armour. Do you know that?
I do know that.
And her last day was Friday, and her first day at her new job was today.
It's exciting. By the way, can I just say, remember about a month ago, we talked on the air about how she felt you were not showing her enough love and compassion for her best friend leaving Under Armour and how that was going to affect her. And now she's since quit Under Armour. It's possible the way you reacted to that
caused her to quit.
Has totally just, I mean, this could be a life, this is a life altering decision.
Hey, Katie. So. She had her happy hour on Thursday, right?
Yeah, I saw some pictures. It looks like she was awfully happy.
And I met a girl that worked with her, and she went to Glen Burnie High School.
Yeah.
And she, their mascot is the Gopher. Are you aware of that?
I am not.
Well, she was the Gopher.
Okay. That's, doesn't sound that glamorous.
No, I mean, she was the mascot.
Yeah, I know, I understand.
She was the one who dressed up in the gopher outfit. I'm trying to turn on Katie's mic. Kept talking that.
Hello.
Oh, she's good to go.
Hey, Katie.
So, anyway, I got to meet her, and I asked her, like, well, what did you do? Did you pretend like you were digging, you know? Did you try to chew a tree down? I don't know what gophers do, right? She's like, no. She didn't do it. Nothing funny. She just walked around. I could just spin your head on backwards, anything, nothing.
She just sweat in that
That's
thing.
It. Yeah, yeah, she did say it was hot as hell in there.
Katie, well, I mentioned to Joe that about a month ago, mm-hmm. we talked on the air how you were upset at Joe for how he reacted to you being upset about your best friend leaving Under Armour.
Oh, yeah.
And then I posed the question, is that possible that the way he, you know, wasn't really there for you caused you to actually leave Under Armour, and now you have this new job because of Joe?
You know what? I think that is true.
Wow, Joe.
No, me leaving Under Armour was a very unplanned, pretty quick decision. Would you agree, Joe?
Yeah, it did come out of nowhere.
It all kind
of
happened.
But it seemed like your best friend leaving. It's not a coincidence.
Well, my best friend leaving, if she didn't leave, it would have been a harder decision.
Right.
Makes sense. But the fact that she left made the decision a lot easier for me.
When are we able to talk about the situation you had at Under Armour with an employee?
I can talk about it now.
Yeah, that was bad for me.
Oh yeah, this is a good story. Okay. Hot take. Yeah.
Do you have the actual message? Do you have that?
You know what? I believe I do. Let me find it.
So I'll set it up while you're doing that. So Katie, by the way, Katie was a senior manager. She wasn't just some, you know, going in there working and leaving. She had people reporting to her.
Yeah, she had a great thing that you screwed up.
This person that we're about to talk about reported to you, correct?
He was a direct report to me.
A direct report, okay? And he found out that she was leaving, and I guess it was time for him to make his feelings known.
Shoot his shot.
But it's strange because he's engaged.
Yes.
But she's married.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to really, you better be real sure. Agreed? You better be real sure.
It seems like a real long shot.
But it's not just that, it's the risk.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if she gets mad?
And says something.
Let me give you my two cents, right? Because, you know, I'm a female, I manage mostly guys for the most part.
Yeah.
It's a male dominant culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure I'm respected by my team. And I honestly have always felt that way. I've never felt like there's a guy who didn't respect me because I was a girl. Like I don't feel that way. At least not my person, like my actual direct reports.
Do you go out of your way to not dress like overly attractive?
You know, I don't really think about it because we all wear jeans. We don't really dress
up. It's casual.
Yeah. So it's not, there's not a lot of scenarios where that really should be happening unless it's intentional, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
But I am younger and I know that this culture is very incestual at Under Armour. A lot of people date each other, marry each other. Like they all work there. But we're also, my team and I sit very close together in these, you know, they're like basically cubes, and there's a small wall between the two of you.
Does his fiance work at Under Armour?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, over the last 6 months, I've been planning a wedding, and they threw me a bridal shower at work. Right. I, you know, everyone's celebrating my wedding coming up. I was gone for 2 weeks. Like, there's no hiding that I've just got married. And he was very, this person I'm about to talk about was very open about his engagement. So I knew he got engaged. It's only probably the only thing I knew about him, but there was no, there's no gray area. It was clear.
And you two, you didn't suspect that he had feelings for you.
I have maybe had 4 or 5 conversations that lasted a few minutes with him about personal life, right? It's mainly that he likes a certain football team and that he likes shoes and that he's engaged. Those are like, that's all I know about him.
So then one day you get a, how did he message you?
So I decide to tell my team that I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I gave about 3 weeks notice. So I pull my team into a room. I'm like, I just want to make sure you guys hear it first for me. My last day is the end of the month, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I then get, a message, but
an email, like what kind of message?
A direct message on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Oops. That's how the kids do it.
So later on, after I told them, we went and did a give back event where we paint a school, we replace things at a local school in the inner city. So we were all there, my team, him, me, everybody. We're painting for the school. All the only thing that was happening was conversations amongst everybody about I'm leaving, whatever. No, nothing weird. I'm driving away from this give back event and I get a message from him and it says something along the lines of, I only have the second part, so I'm just gonna, you know, whatever. Can I be honest with you now? Is what he says.
That's the subject?
No, that's just the direct message.
Oh, I gotcha. Is there a subject? I don't know how direct message is.
And I said, sure. Now, my initial thought is he's going to be throwing someone under the bus. Or
here's how I feel
team.
About work. Yeah. Here's
right,
something
like,
that bothers me.
Place,
right, gotcha.
Right, whatever. And I said, you know, sure, whatever. And he said, no, actually, I'm going to try to get a better read on how you'll respond. So I'll wait.
He's waiting for you to be like, no, tell me. That's what that
right.
is. Right.
So, now, do you suspect that it's not a work thing?
No, honestly, it sounds weird, but I didn't really think about it enough.
Right.
So I write, okay, see you tomorrow, exclamation point. Okay. Right.
That wasn't good enough for him. He was ready to go just then.
But he took that as, wow, she can't wait to see me tomorrow.
Did I respond incorrectly there?
No, I have no idea.
You responded fine. I think that as soon as he really, you know how it works, right?
He wants me to be playful or something.
Or he wants you to try to pull it out of him so it feels like I didn't want to do this, but you asked me and so I divulged this. Meanwhile, I wanted to try to keep it in. But as soon as you were like, all right, no big deal, tell you tomorrow, he goes, all right, here it is.
Right. He wants you to say, oh, I'm intrigued.
Right. Well, I really wasn't intrigued. So I said, see you tomorrow.
Right.
So he responds, fuck it. And then this long message. Should I read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
Well, you know.
Is it going to give me douche chills?
Yeah, read the whole thing. But definitely read the whole thing.
Okay. I thought I was going to move on to a new position. He was trying to get a new job, but he's not hiring. Anyway. And I could have told you this 2 months ago, but whatever. I have a huge crush on you. It's the main reason I wasn't saying a damn thing in our huddle this morning.
Hold on. Let me interrupt if you don't mind. So, normally he talks in these huddles. Is that just like a team meeting?
I couldn't tell you where he was sitting. I couldn't tell you anything about the fact that I did not notice that he was not talking in the huddle. Mm-hmm.
This is very romantic so far. I like this guy.
Okay.
He's not bad.
Not sure how / when it started, but I do. I didn't really want to tell you this now because you're probably still with the twins, which are my friends at work.
What about that you're with a man that you're married to? It's more worried about who's around you.
Right. But it's been killing me for the last 2 months to not say something.
Oh, my God. 2 months he's been pining away. By the way, you got married in that time. Well, no, it was before then.
No, we've been married for 4 months.
That's what I'm saying. Meaning he's been pining away 2 months after you got married.
Well, meanwhile, this guy just got engaged.
like 2 months ago. Not really sure if you'll ever even respond, but I got it off my chest. Hope this isn't too forward or crossing any lines. Not sure what I expected to come from me telling other than you finally knowing. And that's all he said.
And did you respond?
No, but I called my friends at work, obviously, to tell them everything that happened. immediately. And then...
Your friends, like your peers or people that could fire him?
No, these are not people that could fire him. They could report it.
Right.
But no, one of them doesn't work there and the other two work. They were the twins he was referring
to. So you're just calling to gossip, not to get into trouble. Oh, 100%
to gossip.
Okay.
So I had screenshot it to send it to them so they could read it. Now, one thing about Instagram that's interesting that you may not know because you're old.
I don't even know how to work it. I'm on it, but I don't know how to work
it. Is that if I direct message you and you direct message me back, I can go delete my part of the message off. So there's no, like, we can have a full blown conversation and I can go in and delete mine.
Just your part.
And it just looks like you're sending these random.
Gotcha.
None of it makes sense.
Can you delete part of it?
Yes.
So you can actually make somebody look totally.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So I went back in because I had cut it off a little bit on the screenshot and he deleted it. So if I wouldn't have screenshot it, I would have had no proof that he had ever done it. Mm-hmm. But obviously I screenshot it and sent it to all my friends. So I have it forever right here. If anything ever were to happen.
Now you just had.
You mean like you get murdered?
Or no, if his girlfriend, maybe his fiance comes at me and says like, yeah. I heard you were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be like, no.
You just had a going away happy hour. Yeah. Was he there?
No, he didn't. He did not show up.
He didn't. Thank God.
You're going to have to fight him, Joe.
I didn't want to say. I could definitely not beat this guy up.
Oh, no.
What do you do, though, if he.
He looks like Adrian Peterson.
If she goes, that's the guy, and he comes over and he just says, hey, can I buy you a drink? What do you. To her.
I'd probably be like, hey, dude, that's not appropriate.
I mean, if it's not him, it is appropriate.
It is, but I know it's him.
Right.
Right. Yeah, okay. I probably do. I probably risk. I would, like I said, Katie's always trying to get my ass kicked in the parking lot, and I will stand up for her and myself, but
that doesn't mean I'm not
going to get my ass kicked. That would probably happen.
Well, in that situation, you're in a bar with all her friends.
None of these friends are breaking up this fight. None of the friends that were there. It's not just told you the gopher was there. It was a girl.
No, this guy could take most people in the bar.
Okay, but he's not going to.
We don't know. Look at what he's willing to do.
Well, that's
he loves Katie that much.
So I said I didn't say anything to HR, obviously. He didn't really do anything horrible.
It is horrible.
So inappropriate.
It is listen. That is 100%. By the way, I wouldn't either, but that's definitely a fireable offense.
I agree.
You
in this climate especially.
You basically let your married supervisor know you're interested in them. It's not appropriate.
That's all just morally. The guy just got engaged.
Yeah, but HR is not going to be. You could definitely say, well, wait a minute. This guy doesn't know that that's a boundary. I'm telling you, that guy would get fired if you were to bring that to their attention.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah, he would definitely get fired. You can't do that.
Well, by the way, you're making it an uncomfortable workspace for me because the last piece of this is not only does he work for me, but if you sit there, this is where he sits. We are within 3 feet of each other at all times. He's the closest possible person to
me. Separated only by a love wall.
So, I mean, I see both sides.
You mean his side? No, he's been holding on to this for months.
Robbie?
He can't even speak in the huddle.
Robbie, do you want to try to get this guy on the show?
No, I would. I don't believe that.
What's his face? What's his favorite football team, Katie?
I don't want
to. Oh, she's trying to narrow it down. Narrow it down. Like he's a Jaguars fan. There's only one in the entire state.
I can find this guy if I want it.
It's Gardner Minshew.
No, I don't think you can find this guy. But I
just tell me his favorite.
Did you unfollow him or whatever on Instagram?
No. Well, listen. So
seems
I had
like the
this
obvious
idea.
Thing. You should block him.
Well, I was actually. Here's what's kind of fucked up about me is I said to the girls and myself. If he messages me again, I'm going to blow his spot up, basically, and just tell him how inappropriate it is. I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to just.
By blow his spot up, do you mean seek out his fiance?
Potentially.
Because that's blowing the spot.
Right, but that's it's only if he would if he messaged me again. So what I really was doing was sort of testing to see if he is really going to go that far, and I was going to let him do it because I almost wanted to go off on it.
I do feel like there's a little bit of a Real Housewife situation here, that Katie is a little excited about the idea of this drama.
Well, it's only because I know I have the power to
and you're in the right.
Fuck his life up. And I hate that he feels like he can say these things to me and make me uncomfortable and then act like everything's cool when I come back in the office and don't say anything to him, if that makes sense.
And in reality, you would be doing this woman a favor, the fiance.
Yeah, it's not like he's not going to see another girl that he then is interested in.
True.
Right? I mean, they make up 51% of the population.
But you know what? It's not really, it really isn't my place to get involved with that.
I agree that you should not.
Right. But do you agree that if he messaged me again, even after I sent this message of like, hey, I'm not responding to this, do you think if he messaged me again at that point, he would deserve something like that?
No, I think what I would do is if you messaged me again and said, hey, listen, I really gave you the every opportunity to remove yourself from this by not responding the last time. Now you're coming back to me, letting you know I screenshotted this the last time. Here it is. If you, you know, if you contact me again, then I'm going to make sure your fiance knows the kind of person you are.
Right. And I agree. Yeah, okay. You got to say one thing that it's inappropriate. But he might take the fact that you still, you didn't block him or you still follow him as a sign that the door is, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Well, that's why I'm letting him make a big boy decision on whether or not he wants to.
Entrapment.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Here's a funny story. And then
you should start posting sexy photos of you wearing that football jersey of his favorite team.
Go Texans. Anyway, so where my day job, right, which I don't talk about too much.
Boring.
There was someone from the IT department that with another person that works in my office, they didn't have Skype. So they actually, I guess there's something on Facebook that they used where they could see so she could show him the scanner that needed to be fixed. He was from the IT department. And then she got on there where you can see a video. I don't know what that is. I'm not on Facebook. But does that sound familiar, what I'm referring to?
Facebook Live?
Something like that. Whatever they used, she didn't have Skype, so in order for him to see the scanner, she took her cell phone, they contacted one another on Facebook, and then she held the phone in a manner where he could see what was wrong. 2 days later, she gets a direct message from a girl saying, don't contact my boyfriend again, or don't contact this person again. So she was going through his phone and saw that he had Facebooked, what do you call it, whatever, direct messaged her. And then, God, how humiliating would that be? And guess what? Today, that happened like 3 months ago. Today, I was on the phone with that guy and I told him.
How'd that go?
He said, oh, you know what? I was sitting at dinner one night and she told me that. And I said how embarrassed I was because that was some girl that works in some office.
Oh, I don't think that was a good thing to do.
You don't?
No.
Well, I did. It's too late. Nothing I can do about it.
Not only is it not your business, that girl should never have told you.
Oh, really? Yeah. What do you mean? You just told a story about how you ran to your employees and told them with something.
They were my friends.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, we worked together. I didn't think anything of it. I don't think that was.
All right.
All right, let's take a break, but I have discovered the rapper in the Chris Restivo song, Robin Joe Show. Be right back.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan-Domino-Lomino-Loom, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit, don't miss it.
Next performance, October 27th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For more information on upcoming show dates, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, Chris Restivo messaged me earlier that a local rapper, Baltimore rapper, is doing a song about him. The rapper's name is Gino Nutt. N-U-T-T from GNP Productions.
How do you spell Gino? I'm going to look him up right now.
G-I-N-O.
N-U-T. Hey, if I put in G-I-N-O-N-U-T, he doesn't come up.
It's two T's.
I know, but right. I'm saying it doesn't even... Hey, Gino Nutt Productions. Hey, here he is.
Yeah.
You want to see what he looks like?
Sure.
Hey, that's the same guy that sent Katie the direct message on Gino Nutt.
Ew.
That's what Marcus can no longer do after his dick injury.
Got That Work. That's the name of his. Oh no, he's in Got That Work Music. We can listen to him on SoundCloud if you want.
I think he's this could be a hit song.
By the way, we got to go, but real quick, Katie sends me a text, which I didn't see until now.
No, don't read this.
Ugh. It says, stop deciding without me or you die. Don't submit. Let me check after the show.
This is the Blue Apron
thing? I've already done it. It's already.
I mean, that was bad on your part.
I agree. I have to make it, and you just got to decide everything you wanted.
So here's the deal. Can I tell you? I'm already stressed about this because it's a scam.
It's not a scam.
It's a scam.
Okay.
So when you go in, you can't get your free without putting in your credit card information. So I did. You do get three free, but then they gave me 5 weeks worth of, I had to go in and cancel the next
of
5 weeks.
Of course. But that's not a scam. That's basic business.
No, it's entrapment. So no. Katie, I need you to go in. You could choose whatever you want, but can you also fix it to where after I get my food, we're not obligated to like thousands and thousands of dollars?
You can change it and once. Until they shipped it, you can change what you're ordering.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
I hope the people at home hear what I hear on their end.
You really think, Joe, that they're just giving away food without any angle to get your money?
No, of course. I thought what it was the idea that if you try this, you might like it and subscribe to the service. I didn't think they were going to obligate me to $500 worth of food and I got to go back in and get rid of it.
$500.
It's $47.95 times four, whatever that is, $200 worth of food.
Yeah.
That's what they obligated me to when...
$47.95, that's even a deal.
$47.95 is a week.
Yeah, because it's 60 is the regular price. You're getting a great deal. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry I'm giving you four times two is 11 meals for $47.
Just real quick, I know we got to go with this.
We don't have to go. We got plenty of time.
These are the three that I chose. And I just want you to know, these are the jumping off point. If you change it, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I like what we have here.
I just can't believe you would even consider doing it without me. But
the first thing is garlic caper chicken with creamy Calabrian zucchini and orzo. That's what I got, the first thing.
I don't like capers. Go ahead.
Love capers. Love them.
I don't.
But you can just put capers on, whatever. Next, three cheese pasta. Don't fucking pretend you don't like that.
Like mac and cheese.
Garlic's on there. Yes, you like that.
Maybe she wants something she doesn't make herself, though,
and then
normally.
And then the last thing is Mexican spiced shrimp tacos.
I mean, that sounds fine, but I don't know what the other one
is. Okay, whatever. That's on here. That's a jumping off point. You can do whatever you want, and, you know, I'm on board.
Thanks.
We have any time, Robbie, or are we done?
What, you got more to say?
I mean, I have like eight things written down. We talked about one of them, but it doesn't matter. Well, I mean,
are they timeless?
Pick your best one.
No. How much more time do you want to do?
Yeah, we can go another 5 minutes or so.
So I'm doing this dry bar comedy shoot. Are you familiar with that?
No, what's that?
You're not on Facebook, so that would make sense. It's this comedy Facebook site, website, YouTube channel. They're out in Utah. They're Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
But they have they shoot these specials in Provo, Utah, and then they put them on their website and YouTube, and then they show it, and they sell ads. They have 4.7 million subscribers on Facebook, and you got to be real clean, though. Like, you don't have to be clean. The more clean you are, the better, the more likely you're going to get more views.
Gotcha.
Because once the number of ads they sell on your videos pays for the cost of shooting the special, you then start getting a return on that.
Okay.
So, like, for example, I know someone who's has a video that has like 16 million views.
How much money did they make?
And he's made like $30,000 in a year.
Oh, all right.
So now they pay you just to do the special. So even if you make zero money after that, it's still worth flying to Utah. But, I mean, I've had to be clean before, but usually that's in a situation where, like, I could just lean on talking to the crowd. I'm really only trying to make these people in front of me laugh.
Right. Now you're going to have to make everybody who clicks on it laugh.
Well, I don't have to, but
you have
if
to
I
distinguish
want,
yourself,
right,
right,
if
okay.
I want to make any real money. So I'm going to have to come up with a set that I've never done before and will never can't really practice it because I don't have a lot of shows coming up.
you're going to do how long is that? Is it 30 minutes?
I do two 20 to 25 minute sets on Friday, November 8th in Provo, Utah. It's open to the public if you live out
and
there.
And then they're going to take both of those. They're going to edit that down to one 30 minute show. How does that work?
Yeah, they're going to edit it down and then they will. They usually edit like 5 to 6 minute clips. And then you can also pay to go watch the entire special on their site. You can, there's a thing where you can just tip the comic. But they have, there's keywords that people can, if you talk about, you know, sex or whatever, mm-hmm. people can go on this site and say, I don't want to hear jokes about this, this, and this. And so that limits the amount of people that will view your thing. But it's funny, they give you this whole video explaining, you know, what works and what doesn't. So I'm going over all my jokes that are clean. And I have a whole chunk on, like, making fun of marriage. Like, one of the first things they say is, well, they really love marriage, our audience. So don't, you know, might not want to make fun of the second. And I'm like, that's my clean stuff. And I'm like, oh, God.
Do you want to know how much it is per view? If what you, the math you did was correct, what is it per view?
Well, that, he has other clips that are up there. And that, there's other metrics.
Oh, so it's even. Because it
well
is,
no you get you once you get X your specials paid for you're in the giant pool now with everybody you're getting a percentage of everybody's take.
Oh, I see. Because I was gonna say 16 million views times 1.875 cents equals $30,000.
Yeah,
I didn't know if that was so it's about 2 cents a view. Does that sound right?
Well, once you get you've paid for your special with your views and clicks, then you're in this large pool of everybody. They actually pay more. They're religious. They pay more than just a non-religious capitalist would.
You got to pay back your guarantee, basically. Your draw is what it's
yes.
called. You got to pay it back.
I mean, you don't have to. You get flat rate regardless. So you already make money without, but to get any real money, residual money. So wow. I have to get some clean jokes, Joe.
But you're not going to get 50 minutes worth of clean jokes. That's
no.
Not gonna
I do two sets. They can be the same.
You can overlap. All right. Yeah. So we're going to let's leave on this. We had talked about how quickly the rise and fall of Dan Ninen, the documentary, would get to how many views it would have by the end of.
Oh, that's right.
How many views right now, currently, does the rise and fall of Dan Ninen have? By the way, posted June 26th. So it's basically July 1st to now. So July, August, September. It's basically only been up for 90, maybe 100 days.
I forgot where we left off or was that.
I don't remember either. Do
I
you,
think
Robbie?
It has 600,000.
Something like that, yeah. All right. You want to take a guess?
Right now, mm-hmm. It's at 740,000.
850,000. So, Rob, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. 749,504 views.
That's pretty good.
It's got 26,000 thumbs up and 630 thumbs down, so Dan was able to get in there 630 times.
Maybe this rapper that will do a song about him, and that'll get those views up again.
I don't remember the guy's Gino Nutt.
Gino Nutt.
Gino Nutt.
Double T. The second T is for talent. Hey, October, huge murder mystery month. So go to dielaughingproductions.com.
Yeah, if you live anywhere, you can see us.
Yeah. Also, if you're thinking ahead for New Year's Eve, we're going to be at Magoobie's Joke House, debuting a brand new, never-before-seen murder mystery called The Final Countdown.
Oh, speaking of that, we're doing the Polar Bear Plunge for 98 Rock.
Okay.
Is that the way I should announce it? So, Rick Strauss.
Who's we?
I forgot. All of us, right?
I am.
The program director said, I may be misremembering, but did you tell me you had a murder mystery written specifically for the Polar Bear Comedy Show? See, I'm just going to say.
She said yes.
Not specifically, but it's not a problem, right? By the way, what could be specific to the Polar Bear Plunge? It's helping special needs children, right?
So when is that?
February.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Valentine's Day.
Let's do it. So look for that. We're blowing up.
I can't wait.
Also, I talked to the Kennedy Center this week. Look for that.
The Kennedy Center? Yeah, and the Special Olympics? We're doing them both?
Yep. And I talked to a place in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yes.
For you, Robbie.
Yes.
The Alamo Draft House.
Can't make it.
Oh. Are you serious? Is it really Alamo?
Yeah, a national chain. I'm sorry. Did you want something better?
We did that before, and it wasn't wonderful.
We had
sold out, and it was hilarious.
I don't remember what we did. What show did we do?
I remember Newly Dead, because she thought it was a real television show.
She was
upset. Giving away a real trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, what I remember is the waitstaff goes, "God, this sucks."
Yeah, let's just.
That was in Winchester.
Yes.
Now we do the Bright Box. We sell it every show, and
there you go.
They love us.
There you go. So thanks for ruining it, my excitement, Robbie.
It's not really the right setup for us.
All right, never mind. We won't be there.
All right. Later.
Later.
Got me all excited.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.